you haven't met us before, I'd love to tell you. Start with the man on the bass, that, as you can see, equally talented on the upright bass fiddle or the electric bass guitar. They're not the same beast, oh no, oh no. But he has tamed them equally. He comes to you from Cleveland, Tennessee. You were born in Atlanta? Yeah? Well, the man born in Atlanta grew up in Cleveland, Tennessee. I'd love for you to meet Mr. Todd Parks on the bass and the vocals. Our drummer is the 8-time International Bluegrass Music Association Drummer of the Year. If there were a category for that. But he can play any kind of music, and as you see through the evening, he's so versatile and such a wonderful musician. Every night is our gift. Chris Brown on the drums. Man with the 5-string banjo, and right now is playing the low-tuned banjo down in the key of D. And it was John Hartford that started that trend, playing, tuning these banjos down lower and playing with the Scruggs-style picking. And so that's why we're featuring that on a few of these songs now. And this man is originally from Bainbridge Island, Washington. Oh, you've been there, have you? But he amazes us every night with his fine picking. This is Wes Corbett. He's not a guitar player. He does more things than just give you the look. But he's a wonderful guitarist on electric and acoustic. Can sing any vocal part you need. He's a fine lead singer. You'll hear that soon. And, actually a very good mandolin player, so I'd rather he didn't do that tonight. Quite a fine one. And you need some good mojo in your life. Mojo's here. Stephen Mojo. Okay, while we got Wes on the low banjo, here's another one of these tunes off the record. Actually, this is the title song, written by my friend John Pinnell and I. And John from Illinois, so he grew up loving the music of Hartford. And we tried to incorporate all these great things John was good at, and I won't go through them, just they're in the lyrics. But John was quite the Renaissance man, and so, but when he was a young man, as a DJ on radio stations around Missouri and Illinois, his name was Radio John, so.